WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Late night talk show host lined up in Jimmy Kimmel's corner after ABC suspended him indefinitely over comments about murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Stephen Colbert, whose own show goes away in May.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in unsettling times with rising autocracy targeting America's most vulnerable. Talk show hosts.
Chinese state media report President Trump and Xi Jinping are on the phone right now on a deal to save TikTok. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The deal, says Trump, would remove China's ownership from the social media app. President Trump and the previous administration both cited national security concerns for banning TikTok in the U.S.
Officials in Washington state believe they've found the remains of a father who disappeared after murdering his three young daughters in May.
We're able to get a on-the-ground confirmation they were human remains. We've since collected some items from that and sending it off to Washington State Patrol's crime lab to see if we can get DNA confirmation if it is Mr. Decker.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A new free festival is coming to Wausau's west side. WSAW reports River West Fest opens on Saturday, September 20th, and will be held from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on South 2nd Avenue near Katzenbarger's and Chatterbox Bar. The festival will feature 11 food trucks and musical performances by Old Pine Road and soloist Jordan Bain Music. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs. Stores planning in-store activities during the festival include Katzenbarger's, The Story Cellar, Dime and Dollar Thrift Store, and The Milk Merchant. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library is coming to Marathon County. WSAW reports a group of local schools and organizations is working together to bring in the program through a fundraising campaign. Their goal is to raise $30,000 and launch the program in January of 2026 and register 1,000 children in the first year. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library has delivered free age-appropriate books to families on a monthly basis for 30 years. Registration for the program will open soon, and you can find the Marathon County Dolly Parton's Imagination Library on Facebook. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A close call for Kraft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam they don't believe it's going to be long-term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room, so I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football was Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. There's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCoshin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the weekend review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06. It's nice to have you back here up north on a Friday morning, September 19th, 2025. Parker Olson producing us down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by. So is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And so is our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good, talking about a big-time diaper drive that you can be a part of and maximize your contribution. All that is coming up. Before we go to Brittany, I do want to welcome in Dr. Lyerly and do so with a note from the text line from Jim in Brookfield. Good morning, Pat. I am now a member of the new knee club. Having had the replacement surgery on Wednesday, I am icing and rehabbing, following Dr. Lyerly's advice. It's good to have a doctor in the Civic Media house. Again, from Jim in Brookfield.
Amazing. Congratulations, Jim. Hang in there. It hurts. It's hard. Give yourself grace.
Well, and especially if, the tough part here, like he says, I am rehabbing following Dr. Lyerly's advice. Do you know who didn't follow Dr. Lyerly's advice?
Do you see my crutches in the background?
What are your crutches doing back there? That would be our favorite uncompliant patient, Dr. Lyerly. But you're getting there slowly but surely. More slowly, yeah, because of things like you're joining us now live from St. Louis because you're at a conference down there, right?
Yes, I'm at a conference for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and we are learning about birth control and maternal mortality, how we can save more moms, and just coming together and, you know, teaching each other. And it's just great to be together, especially in this environment that is kind of, it's definitely anti-health. The general culture feels very anti-health. So to hang out with doctors and just, you know, recenter ourselves feels really good and important.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll hear more about that, but we're going to visit with Kate Duffy in a sec. First, we got to get the Free Ticket Friday keyword out there and Brittany's forecast. So for Free Ticket Friday, this is the last one. So if you want to go see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday, 7:15, get on that Civic Media app and text us the keyword blue, like the color, BLUE, before 9 a.m. Then there will be more keywords throughout the day, more chances to enter. One of those entries statewide will be drawn and win those tickets to next Friday's game. So again, blue before 9 o'clock. All right, now let's get to Brittany with a forecast for the weekend that is just splotchy. It's just going to be a splotchy-looking radar all weekend long. You might get rain, you might not. And if you want a pinpoint forecast, Brittany says, tough beans.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's not going to happen. We're trying our best, but this system is big. It's going to be slow moving across the state. It is going to take up today, tomorrow, into Sunday. And another one wants to quickly sneak by on Monday and into Tuesday as well. So we have a wet next few days. Do not forget the umbrella, or maybe toss the raincoat nearby. You're going to want it because these are going to be on and off and then really ramping up at times where they do have the potential to drop some decent to heavy rainfall. right spread, I'm thinking expect a half an inch wide spread. But a lot of these thunderstorms could put down an inch, so you could total up near 2 inches by the time this weekend is said and done, maybe more in places. And then, like, that heavy rain, like I said, into early next week isn't going to help either. So this system is moving in. We've got two fronts sandwiching us in the state right now. More spotty showers south, more moderate rainfall, maybe some rumbles of thunder up north. Temperatures are about 55 degrees to nearly 70 across the state. And we're going to continue to see numerous showers through this afternoon. Some thunder, too, especially as we go into this evening and overnight. So we're going to get a little bit of a harder hit. Maybe a break tomorrow morning, but more showers spark in the afternoon and more storms, especially east all across the state, those tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then Sunday might be the driest day, maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed. Okay. But then heavier rain moves in again Sunday night and into Monday. Also, beach hazard statement, Lake Michigan shores and in Douglas County, those waves are high. And those temperatures in the mid-60s up north to about 80 degrees for highs today. Tomorrow, mid-60s still up north. Mid-70s down south. We're going to do the same thing on Sunday. And then we kind of flip-flop Monday with that rain trying to really hit the southeastern parts of the state pretty heavy. I think south, you're only going to be about in the mid-60s. And then Monday north, about 70. So cooler, wet and windy.
All righty. Brittany, thank you so much. Hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Let's bring in our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good and talk about the big give back as part of the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. Kate, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm glad I was here for that segment. I just texted my husband to grab the raincoat for Charlie.
Yeah, see, I would love to go to Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls this weekend, but clearly I don't want the dance floor to get wet, but we'll see how that shakes out. This is normally where I promote the newsletter. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. So hit subscribe in the top banner. But I'll tell you, the newsletter this morning is all about the exact same thing that Kate's going to tell us about, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission and the big give back. And so, Kate, tell us what you and your Motherhood for Good friends are up to with the Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Yeah, so we are raising money right now for Milwaukee Diaper Mission and for their annual big fundraiser called the Big Give Back, and it runs through this Sunday. And so there's a few days left to get your donations in, and there's lots of upsides to doing that. So basically, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission formed 5 years ago by Megan Johnson when she was learning about everybody struggling with the cost of diapers and what happens when you can't afford diapers, and the fact that Milwaukee didn't have a diaper basic needs bank. There are some throughout the state, but there wasn't one in this area. So she started Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and they collect donations and diapers and work with many community partners like community centers and food banks to distribute them so that anybody on the ground in the communities who needs diapers can get them. Because as we know, parents, especially parents of babies, have so many things to be concerned about. Being able to afford diapers should not be one of them, because they're very, very expensive. Most families, it costs about $100 a month. And you know, if you're going through a tough time, you can't use SNAP or WIC to buy them. So it really is a need that's being filled here. And so this is my second year fundraising with them, with my own fundraising page and the Motherhood for Good community. So we're looking to get as many donations their way as we can.
And Kristen, you've talked to and worked with enough new moms or moms to be that, yeah, people are familiar with things like you know, food assistance and food banks, but there are all these other basic necessities, diapers high on that list, that people sometimes have trouble affording as well.
Oh, Pat, I have 4 sons. I've been there. And it is crazy that you can't use SNAP or WIC to buy diapers. What are you going to do without diapers? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, come on. So friends, please follow Kate, MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org. Please pitch in. These are families in need, and these are absolutely basic, essential, necessary items.
And there's also what, a matching element?
Yeah, so Nuna is like a baby company. They make car seats and all different types of things. They have been a great partner for Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and they are matching every dollar. So their full goal is $50,000, which if they, Nuna's going to match every dollar. So everything you donate, consider it doubled. And then if you donate now through Sunday, everybody gets entered to win a signed Giannis jersey, which we love. And then if you donate through the Motherhood for Good specific link, which you can find at, on Instagram at Motherhood for Good, if you put the link in bio, you can be entered to win merchandise from our shop. But no matter where you donate, if you find it, that is amazing. The other thing is they also have drop spots around the city of Milwaukee. Obviously, if you're not in Milwaukee, that wouldn't work. But by donating money, it actually allows them to buy in bulk. So they actually can get even more for the donations that they get.
From YouTube, Tony up in Ashland. First off, very happy to see Kate and Kristen together on the air here with us again. And also says diapers are expensive. He's got a new little tiny human there himself. And says they try to use cloth diapers, but need the disposable ones for daycare. It's something where everybody has a need.
Well, and Milwaukee Diaper Mission also has a cloth program because they feel it's important to have dignity and have people have that choice if that's what they want to use. But the daycare thing is that's important too. Our newer daycare, I do have to drop diapers off. And if some people can't afford them, they actually can't even bring their kids to daycare and then they miss out on work. So it's a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how fun it is that Giannis and Mariah, his wife, are engaged with this organization and have really helped out over the years? I think that really speaks to how important this is and just how dedicated they are to building community.
They're amazing. I mean, they do so much for the state of Wisconsin and always give back. And yeah, Mariah has been, well, both of them have been involved in this since the beginning. They have actually, you know, I think they have four kids now, right? And I think with the last few, they've actually had, like, instead of a baby shower, they have like a public diaper fund baby shower. And so it's amazing that they've been using their platform to highlight this.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And again, MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org or head to Motherhood for Good on Instagram. And if you get over to Motherhood for Good, the one observation you'll make that I'm going to make to Kate Duffy here is, girl, you're on fire. I mean, the videos, they just come fast and furious, and they are such plain English explainers of all the issues that are going on. And so allow me to ask the question that you don't have an answer for. Where'd you find time to do all this?
Well, I quit my job, you know, so I do have time, and now my kids are back in school and daycare. So I have, if anybody's like, how does she do all that? That's how I do it. That's what I do during the day.
Okay.
And so, you know, but, and I will say, there's no shortage of content. There is a little bit going on, Pat. Mm-hmm. So there's lots to talk about.
Oh, there is. I mean, from the breakdown of, you know, how schools are funded in the state to some of the national issues as well. So you've got that outlet at Motherhood for Good. Kristen, of course, you're making your own videos, you know, Fast and Furious. And there's also this show that you find some time to do on the weekends, right?
Yeah, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. We're doing a spicy one this weekend too. We're
switching spicy.
It up a little bit.
All right.
It is spicy. We're talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination, and we're getting the perspective of some former Republicans and some folks who were not necessarily familiar with Charlie Kirk before all of this. So it's community discussion, and it's what everybody's talking about these days. So tune in.
Yeah, you can hear the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. on WISS in Oshkosh Appleton. That's at 98.3 and 96.5 FM. And on Sundays in the Green Bay Area, Sundays 9 a.m. at WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Kate, go ahead, Kristen.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasts. Yes. Podcasts are extremely important too. And now, Kate, I know you've done like a couple of like either podcast episodes, you've done some interviews, you know, through Instagram as well. Is there any particular thing that people should be looking for with regularity, or just keep coming over to that Instagram feed for all the latest that you're working on?
Subscribe to the Substack. That's where it's sort of a newsletter, but also just like deeper dives into things, although I'm trying to get more consistency. And then, yes, I am thinking about, I think I'm going to bring the podcast back, which will also be available like on YouTube. And I'm going to try for once a week. I'm like always nervous about committing to things, but yes, looking for more regularity for you all and myself.
Okay. And that again that's at motherhoodforgood.substack.com. Everybody's getting the Substack. Some use it better than others. I haven't put up anything there for a year, but I get
You already have writing and doing the stuff.
Right. I get to yap here, so I'm doing just fine. Kate, it's great to see you again. Thank you for all you do and for telling people about the Milwaukee Diaper Mission And again, either MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org or go through Motherhood for Good and click on the links there. Great talking to you, Kate. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks for having me. Have a good Friday.
You bet. And still ahead, we're going to be talking to Mike Clemens, talking about sports, the Packers going to Cleveland for the weekend, and the Brewers starting to wrap up the regular season. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on the WXCO Morning Report, along with Ian Welsh, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll have our number for the day quiz coming up very soon, but wanted to add a few thoughts on the news of the week. Last night, I got home real late, as I mentioned, after the delay for the football game. Yep. And I was disappointed because I knew that Jon Stewart was going to have a special edition of The Daily Show to talk about basically the outrageous decision by ABC under pressure from Trump and the Federal Communications Commission lead commissioner, Brendan Carr. Well, it was such a smart start to the show. I saw the first 20 some minutes because that was posted on YouTube when I got home. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna watch the whole show because it was not posted completely yet on Paramount Plus. But he basically played as somebody who is going to become someone who is going to just be really nice to Donald Trump all the time. He had a new set that was all gold, like Donald Trump is making the White House. And it was just smart stuff. Because he basically used sarcasm against Donald Trump.
Oh, I see.
It was just amazing that, you know, basically whenever he'd say something about Donald Trump and the crowd would boo, he'd go, shh, 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 because acting like he was very afraid that Donald Trump and the FCC were going to come after him. It was very smart stuff. Mm. But now, as we move forward, it's not enough for Democrats who have power. And it may not be as much power as we'd want, but they do have some power. Need to make it crystal clear. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump, but the people who are implementing all these draconian measures, that there will be consequences. For way too long, Democrats have played nice. We're going to look forward. We're not going to look back when they get into office. It's time to look back and make sure that folks who are breaking the law do get consequences.
Exactly.
You do hear a lot of people outside of government, and even people in the entertainment business. One of the people behind Lost says they will never work with ABC ever again until they get Jimmy Kimmel back on the air. Mm. Everybody needs to do their part, and it's sometimes exhausting. And there have been times in the last number of months it's been exhausting to think about how to fight back against the power of the White House, the power of the federal government.
Right.
But you can't give up. People cannot give up. They need to keep on pushing, letting their voice be heard. And it could be done in big ways. It could be done in small ways, but
you need to take a stand.
Exactly. But we need our leadership to be stronger. We need our leadership to say, hey, if you break the law in the name of Donald Trump, there will be consequences eventually.
You will be held accountable.
You will be held accountable. And that starts with the chairperson of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr. This man is an outrage. He is an embarrassment. And
he should be ashamed of himself.
Well, hopefully he's not tuned in right now. But again, it's a very difficult time in our country. You know, very, very difficult time. So, but good for Jon Stewart. If you have not had a chance to see Jon Stewart's his opening 20-some minutes, I would encourage you to do so. But let's wrap it up here with the number for the day quiz.
Yep. Last one of the week.
2 out of 4 so far this week. So,
chance
for a winning week if you get it right today.
Yes.
He's already clinched a passing grade because we give him 3 choices, one of which is correct. So, 1 out of 3, 33%. So, anything above 33% is the passing grade. So, that means the worst he can do is 40%. So, it's a passing grade. But we want more. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And being 2 for 4, you have a chance for a winning week.
Yes.
Today, our number for the day involves firefighters.
Firefighters.
How many firefighters are there in the U.S.? Paid and volunteer. So, how many firefighters in the United States of America? Your choices are 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million. So 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million. How many firefighters approximately in the U.S. paid and volunteer?
This is all the firefighters.
All the firefighters in the United States of America. 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million.
Okay.
Gotta see the
focus here.
It's almost like you're in front of a fire because the beads of sweat forming on your forehead.
Yeah.
Digging in deep to try to get it correct.
Okay, I'm going to say, final guess. I'm going to say 800,000 is my final answer. I'm going to say 800,000. Final.
All right, there are approximately 1.2 million firefighters in the U.S.
That was in the back of my mind, and I took it back at the last second.
Yeah, well, still not bad. Not bad this week. You get a passing grade.
Better than the losing.
Exactly. So we'll try again starting on Monday.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Chet. Happy Friday, everybody.
Join
Enjoy
us,
the weekend.
Join us tonight. We have Wausau West football against Wisconsin Rapids, 6:35, right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, Newman and Marion Tigerton. So join us for football later tonight here on WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wisconsin State Superintendent delivered this year's State of Education Address in the Capitol yesterday. Melissa Kay reports.
Those gathered at the state capitol were greeted by the strings of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra on Thursday for the state superintendent's State of Education Address. Dr. Jill Underley took to the podium to share the story of education in the Badger State.
Across Wisconsin, our public schools are strong. They are resilient places where every child belongs, where diversity is celebrated, not demonized, where differences aren't feared, but embraced and seen as opportunities to grow together as human beings.
Dr. Underley explained the opposition public schools are facing from the federal government.
Because instead of being a true partner, the federal Department of Education is using critical funding as a bargaining chip, threatening or withholding it with little or no notice, while demanding compliance with unclear and unlawful demands.
She said when we overlook students, it shows up in their learning.
And those who reduce a student's success to a single test score miss the full story, the full human behind that number.
Dr. Underley also addressed the school voucher system.
And here's the truth. We are starving one system while funding another. We cannot afford to keep pulling resources away from public schools to fund private ones and expect both to thrive.
She said the next chapter's pages are still blank.
Will we be the generation that looked away as our schools crumbled? Or will we be the ones who stood up, kept our promise, and chose to write a different story?
What happens next is up to Wisconsinites.
Let us choose to write a better story for our kids, for our schools, for the Wisconsin we believe in. Thank you.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here we go, the final Free Ticket Friday for the Milwaukee Brewers regular season. Your chance to win 4 great club-level seats to see the Brewers play next Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in the final homestand of the regular season. It's a night game. You've got to be able to get and use tickets through your phone. You got to have that Civic Media app. Use the text feature. And before 9 o'clock this morning, text us the word blue, like the color, B-L-U-E. And you will be in the running. There will be more keywords throughout the day, more chances for you to enter. And then of all those statewide entries, one will be plucked out and will be winning 4 tickets to see the Brewers against Cincinnati next Friday night. Again, blue is what you want to text to us. We'll talk more about the Brewers playing in St. Louis tonight in just a bit. But let's get started on the Packers first as we bring Mike Clemens in to talk to us about some of the sports that we'll be able to take part in watching this weekend. Mike Clemens, how are you?
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see. Good to hear from you, rather. You're in Green Bay. You're going to be heading to Cleveland before too long?
Yep. We got practice today. We got Matt LaFleur, and we're trying to get some more answers on what happened at practice yesterday. You know, they let us in before the start of practice. We get to see the warm-ups. We get to see them do some drills, a little bit of passing around. They put up these big tarpaulins now, and it's been millions of dollars with the new convention center across the street. They don't want anybody looking in. I suppose if you're a kid with a model drone, you could take videos or something. But, you know, the top secret stuff, because they're going to be working on game plan stuff like second and third downs on a Thursday. And so they kick us out. So then, you know, it's like for the next 2 hours, you're kind of waiting around. And then you get a little text like, OK, practice is wrapping up. So you go downstairs and you stand outside the door. They open it up and you go in here and you talk to these players. And I'm talking to Isaiah McDuffie, the linebacker, about, so what about this this rookie tight end the Cleveland Browns have that you guys are going to have to cover on Sunday? Number 44, Harold Fannin Jr. out of Bowling Green, like your 67th pick overall in the draft. And he set an NFL record, most receptions from quarterback Joe Flacco for an NFL tight end in their debut. And I said, he's almost had been like a Tucker Kraft year, right? And he didn't even blink. Said, yeah, no. And he told me about this player and how they would defend him and whatnot. And then after the locker room period's over with, they close the doors. The injury report comes out and it says Tucker Kraft, limited, suffered a knee injury. And ESPN jumps on it right away. And their official sources tell them, yeah, Tucker Kraft went down today at practice with a knee injury. He's being evaluated. Like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then about 5 o'clock, NFL Network said, yeah, well, initial evaluations say they think he just may have tweaked it. Not season ending. You know, more tomorrow when LaFleur talks to you guys at 11 a.m. So it doesn't sound like he'll be playing against the Cleveland Browns this weekend. But, you know, after they're still waiting for Christian Watson to come back. And then Jaden Reed, you know, had surgery, broke his collarbone in that opening drive in the win over the Commanders, diving for that what would have been a touchdown pass. So he had surgery for his broken collarbone and his stress fracture in his left foot, the Jones fracture. And so, you know, then you're looking at Romeo Doubs and Matthew Golden as your wide receiver targets. And that's why Tucker Kraft was so favored in the last couple of games.
Well, and he was living up to the expectations. He was generating, you know, real excitement. And so now you see this and the thing with Jaden Reed. And look, I mean, injuries are part of sports. It's just that some years you see more snake bit than others. And folks could be forgiven for wondering, well, are we entering that kind of snake bite territory? Probably still too soon to say, but the lack of concern is not at 0%. Should we put it that way?
No. So, yeah. So, you know, so in terms of backups, you know, I talked to you about this during training camp, like after Tucker Kraft, who they really got a tight end, because Luke Musgrave, who was drafted at the same time as he was, it was not looking good at the start of camp. Things have moved along though. And number 88 is doing a better job of running his routes and making receptions. So this is his opportunity against an 0-2 Browns team to step up at that tight end position, make some receptions. Also, there's a guy that they picked up from the Falcons last year, big guy, kind of built like Tucker Kraft, a John Fitzpatrick, who's now had a couple catches. He seems to have passed Ben Sims, who they picked up from the Vikings last year. So they've got they've still got three more tight ends on the roster to get them through. Let's say if Tucker Kraft's out the next couple of weeks. You know, it's been really quiet this week in Green Bay after all the hoopla with their, you know, their opening game against the Lions and then their primetime game against Washington. It's kind of been like crickets this week. And you know what? I was saying to somebody in the locker room yesterday as we're in our, you know, media time, I said, this will all change next week because we go to Dallas.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, it's tough to get excited for Cleveland, but Dallas is next on the schedule the following Sunday. That's Micah a Sunday night game.
Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones and all that. So, you know, that's going to be a crazy week in the media.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you'll be able to hear the game on Civic Media, and of course, NBC will be plugging that thing like crazy. But as for this coming Sunday, again, the Packers at Cleveland, the pregame coverage will begin at 10 o'clock Sunday morning on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. And Mike will be there in Cleveland following it all and reporting back throughout the course of the upcoming week here. So let's move over to the Badger football team. They will be opening up the Big Ten season versus Maryland on Saturday. And so the pregame there begins at 9 a.m. on stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, Mike, but much like we said about getting ready for a game in Cleveland, I'm not sensing a lot of excitement for a Badger-Maryland game, even though it is the start of the Big Ten season. But the Badgers have been a little concerning looking, shall we say, especially the way they played against Alabama.
I was just looking this morning. I think Maryland's actually favored in this one. Are they favored by four? The Maryland Terrapins, because they're 3-0. Now, this is the first real, you know, test for both these teams. Well, you know, last week was a test for the Badgers at the mountain they were never going to climb against Alabama down in Tuscaloosa, but they got blown out. But anyway, the Badgers at home against the Maryland Terrapins, who are 3-0, the Badgers 2-1. As you say, they kick off at 11 a.m. And, you know, it looks like Danny O'Neill will still be the starting quarterback. And after getting blown out, you know, last week, earlier in the week, a lot of fans, you know, were commenting about, like, you know, where is this program going? And they're right. I mean, I'm not sure what the identity of what Luke Fickle plans to do with the program. And then people start saying, is the guy going to be on the hot seat as they get into their Big Ten schedule? And that will really be his test. What will his record be now coming up here in the middle of the season for his record in the Big Ten? And, you know, does he get a shot at any kind of a bowl game? And I think it's pretty much, since they gave him that extension, he's got like another year, 2 year to figure out what this is going to be, to come up with some kind of identity. No question, Luke Fickle came to Madison at one of the most unique, is the best word you can think of, times in college coaching, with this total change of the landscape with the NIL and the portal transfer. And, you know, but it would be a good time to really get two coordinators that you really believe in and understand, okay, what's going to work for us here in Madison?
Well, I mean, the point well taken on the time of transition with the transfer portal, and the NIL deals, but, you know, you also have the notion that Luke Fickell was going to be given that, you know, you always have that first 4-year grace period because you didn't recruit these kids, and yet you're promising the moon and stars, like he's the guy that's going to get him into shape. And that's not really developing yet. So now you move on to the next phase of, well, I guess we got to get through these 4 years and then we'll really see what he's like. But if the record isn't good with the kids he was given, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence that, you know, things are going to be really great in year 5.
Well, and when you bring up recruiting, I mean, if you got a 4- or 5-star kid and you want them to get into the NFL, and on top of that, you want them to make money, because now they can. You know, you used to worry about, can I get to a school that I can get into the NFL and then get drafted? Now it's like, what college is going to pay me the most?
Yeah.
And going to be the Badgers right now. So, yeah, there's a lot that they've got to figure out with their program, not just what their playbook is, not just what their schemes are, but what their finances are.
From Tony on YouTube up in Ashland, I've been a Fickell backer, but I also have no idea what they're building toward. It's not that they don't have good players. Indiana and Illinois have started from a much worse place, and they're ranked now. And, you know,
right.
Again, it's, you can put some of that on the players, but boy, there's a lot to be said about coaching. You know, it doesn't matter if you recruited them or not. It's, you got to coach what you're given. You got to play the cards you're dealt.
Right. And you know, that Carmichael program down there too, with Indiana, you know, that guy comes in like a year or so after Fickell, and look what he's done, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing turnaround down there.
All right. Now let's turn to the Brewers, who again are playing in St. Louis. Coverage begins tonight at 6:40. They swept the Angels. Their magic number is now 4. The Cubs, meanwhile, they lost. They were almost no hit by a pitcher from Cincinnati yesterday. That was really something to watch. But let's address the controversy first. Now I'm going to put the controversy in quotes here, because I'm listening to Pat Murphy reading this letter, you know, that he said was from Bob Uecker. But there were clues in there when he's talked about like having the best road record in baseball or something. And you hear that and you go, okay, he's kind of conjuring up
the spirit of Bob Uecker, right?
And he's ad-libbing. Yeah. And I guess some folks, I don't know, didn't take kindly to it, or were they fooled by it? I don't know. How much blowback is there on Pat Murphy?
So it's Saturday night, and once again the Brewers win a thriller, like I think
yeah,
they're 13 yes. to come from behind win. They win 9-8 in extra innings. And then, you know, you're in the media auditorium, you're waiting for Pat Murphy to come out and do his press conference. And there's a bit of a wait, and then you think, well, they just clinched a spot in the playoffs, you know, at least somewhere in the playoffs, they clinched that. Okay. So maybe there's some kind of a celebration going on. And he comes in all dry. It's not like they're pouring champagne over each other or anything, or Gatorade or whatever. And so about halfway through the press conference, asking about what happened in that game, he was asked, did you guys have you clinched the playoffs. Did you have any kind of celebration? Yeah, we did. Yeah. And he turns to the PR guy. He said, they videoed that, right? Yeah. No, you guys will see it. You know, they shot video. Oh, okay. Well, you know, everybody else kind of went home, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll keep looking for the website or Twitter or something. And about 2 a.m. comes this thing it's a video, and they've dimmed the lights, and instead of the bottles of champagne and the goggles, they've dimmed the lights, and they've got champagne glasses, and they're going to have a little classy champagne toast. Yeah. And he says, boys, I got a letter here from Bob Uecker. And Attanasio hands it to him, and he reads it. And it sounds just like Uecker. Hey, howdy, boys. Yeah, I'm up there in this baseball team in heaven. And, gee, you know, I'm the third catcher, albeit. And everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Because it sounds just like Uecker. But at the point when he starts saying, hey, congratulations on best record on the road this year and best that. All right, well, obviously this isn't something Bob wrote before he passed.
Yeah.
So people start arguing about this back and forth. He got a million tweets before Monday night, like two days later, the Brewers came out and said, yeah, okay, Murphy wrote that. It wasn't actually from Bob. We probably should have been more clear about that. Like,
you know what?
Was a whole weird seance,
it
right?
It worked. But it works. The team is still hot, and they've got St. Louis coming up this weekend. Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Travel safe.
Thank you, final
news and notes from Lake Wissota after this. You're up north.
K
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, free ticket Friday. Last call from this program. You've got till... well, about seven more minutes to text in the word blue, like the color, B-L-U-E. Text in blue through the Civic Media app for your chance to win four tickets to see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday night. And again, there will be more keywords throughout the course of the day, more chances to enter, and then one lucky statewide winner will get the tickets to the Brewers game. And like I said, only the one homestand next week that I'm looking forward to going to one of the games there.
Oh, which game are you going to? I'm going to.
I'm going Saturday.
I am also going Saturday. Are you using the Civic Media tickets?
I am not. Are you?
I am. Because that's the only way I go to Brewer games now.
and you didn't even have to enter a contest to do it. No, I've my college buddy and I are going, and we have used the Civic Media tickets, and bless him, he's like, that those are great, thank you for doing that, but I want to be able to do something nice too. So he took care of the tickets for next weekend's game.
Nice.
So that'll be good to get together, which means if I'm going to go to the game next Saturday, it means I'm going to come pester you next Thursday and Friday and do the shows from down there in Madison and in beautiful palatial studio A2. if and only if you call in the Orkin man and maybe get rid of that monstrous centipede thing that was crawling up your leg earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually said that on air or not. If for listeners who aren't watching on the live stream, I did eventually see the little critter that was on my leg, and it was like an inch long centipede looking thing. Oh,
you made it sound like it was 8 feet long.
It felt like it was 8 feet long.
2 hours ago during the history lesson, suddenly Greg Bach and I see Parker almost climbing up on his chair, shaking around. He thought a spider was crawling up his leg, and then it crawled up again. And then he later found the offending critter, and it was this centipede thing that is still loose in your studio somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's still loose. I took a picture of it, though, because my generation would rather document a problem than fix a problem.
Than actually solve it, right?
Yeah. So
I keep expecting, in the background, I keep expecting to see Luke Mathers in a hazmat suit with like a, you know, a giant fly swatter or a Louisville slugger to come after this thing. Alicia's with you here. She's got an emoji up there and says, yep, I'd have been screaming if she was in there.
Actually, now that you mentioned the Louisville Slugger, there is a bat in the office somewhere. I think it's in the trafficking office.
Okay, I hope you like the Louisville Slugger, because I think a real bat getting in there would put you over the edge if it's flapping around.
I don't want to think about that, Pat. Why would you put that?
Did you have it at Whitewater? Did you have bats that would sometimes get into off-campus housing or things like that?
Not
because in
I
Eau
remember.
Claire, it was a regular thing, where somebody lived off campus, older homes, and there'd be a bat, and there'd always be, you know, some buddies who'd come over to help, you know, basically the damsel in distress, and you know, the going rate then was a case of, you know, a 12 pack of beer, if that's you fair. Needed somebody to come kill a bat for you,
kill,
well, of course, kill.
Don't kill the bats.
Or let it out. Whatever.
Yes, let it out.
Look, we're up here. Do we just catch and release our deer? No, we kill them.
That's
how it works up here. We hunt up here. We go hunting for bats and centipedes and everything else.
But you eat the deer. You can eat the deer. You don't eat the bat. We know what happened last time somebody ate a bat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, it turns out he lived a pretty long life. And sold more albums, but that's an Ozzy Osbourne story for another time. So, okay. So bats were not an issue by you there. All right.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's fine. That's totally okay.
We did spot raccoons.
Tony notes Ozzy ate the bat and he lived for a long time. Alicia says Parker is a tougher man. This Navy vet won't mess with that. So there you go. You got one up on the Navy veteran
There couldn't have been a lot of critters on the aircraft carriers though, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, because you dock at different points and things get in. And I mean, that's how things get transported from one continent to the others. They find just the way to the right way to hitch a ride.
If anyone was listening anymore, they're gone now.
Well, why would you say that?
About critters and I want to leave.
Oh, well, Alicia responded. Here it is. Rats.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Rats. That's the thing. I didn't want to say it, but I have so weirded out Parker today. We really got to
turn
to something else here. The something. What's the other thing that we get on the ships? Alicia says Navy sailors. Well, yeah, there's that too. There's some critters amongst them as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going into this weekend whimsical. Because we had plans originally with some friends, but they had to cancel. There was an issue with a parent who's not in great health and everything. And you've seen the weather forecast from Brittany. I mean, it's as hit or miss as it gets.
Yeah.
So we've just decided we have to just kind of play it loose. I mean, especially with the weather. If the weather's nice, you know, we might go to Oktoberfest. Okay. If the weather's really nice, we'll get on the boat. One last time here. We're already done, but we make it one more. Or if the weather's just iffy enough to go outside, we'll get some yard work done. I've noticed a lot more leaves have fallen in the past 24 hours.
Yes.
They haven't really started coming down yet, but they're making their appearance known.
Yeah. There's one tree that's come down a lot.
And who knows? It might be a total washout and I'm just watching the Brewers and the Badgers and the Packers all weekend.
Yeah.
We will see.
That's okay. So both of those are great.
But this is not like me. We are planners. We are very much. I mean, I already told you where I'm going to be next weekend with you and with the baseball game and everything else. I know where I am the couple of weekends after that. And so we're here. It's like that Saturday Night Live skit where the teleprompter goes out, and we're just like, what do we do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? There's going to be a lot of that tomorrow over coffee as we decide what it's going to be. But that'll just give us something to talk about on Monday, which is what we do.
Along a weekend with, of adventure.
We can't just do news and politics if we learned anything today. Have fun with the Whitewater game, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You have a good time doing whatever it is you end up doing.
Whatever it is. Again, it's a weekend of whimsy. We'll just see. Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier, a pro-democracy news network building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Enjoy your weekend of whimsy. We'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. here up north.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Beef. President Trump is on the phone with China's President Xi, discussing a deal that would allow TikTok to continue operating in the U.S.
The kind of money we're talking about is very substantial. And it'll be owned by all American investors.
The CDC's new advisory panel meeting right now to consider new recommendations for COVID vaccines. Sabrina Cupid reports from Atlanta.
While most people get their seasonal vaccines at pharmacies, licensed pharmacists in some states cannot give the vaccine without an ACIP recommendation.
The panel's just delayed a vote on recommendations for hepatitis B shots in newborns. We're learning Jimmy Kimmel had planned to address his controversial comments about murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk before he was suspended indefinitely. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti from L.A.
Reports say he spoke to Disney executives about his prepared monologue for Wednesday's show, but they worried it would only inflame the situation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.